Michigan Gaming Control Board expands "Don't Regret the Bet" campaign. The Michigan Gaming Control Board has expanded its "Don't Regret the Bet" campaign, inviting high school sports booster clubs statewide to participate starting in 2026. The initiative aims to strengthen responsible gaming education as sports betting becomes increasingly visible to young audiences. The program also provides financial support for local athletic organizations while encouraging awareness about the risks associated with gambling. Schools become key partners in responsible gaming. Under the expanded initiative, school-affiliated booster clubs across Michigan can join the advertising program and help distribute responsible gaming messages within their communities. The Michigan Gaming Control Board believes these organizations are well-positioned to reach families and students because of their strong ties to local sports programs. By partnering with booster clubs, the regulator hopes to deliver prevention messaging in environments where young people are already engaged, particularly around school sporting events. Henry Williams, executive director of the Michigan Gaming Control Board, said responsible gaming education has become increasingly important as betting content spreads across digital platforms and sports broadcasts. Responsible gaming education isn't just good practice, it's critical for protecting Michigan's youth in an era where betting content is everywhere, Williams said. He added that booster clubs are trusted institutions within their communities and can play a meaningful role in reinforcing positive behaviors. Financial support for school athletic programs. Participating booster clubs can earn as much as $4,000 through the program by displaying approved responsible gaming advertisements and materials. These materials may appear in several forms, including digital and social media ads carrying the "Don't Regret the Bet" message. Schools can also display the campaign through event programs, scoreboard placements, newsletters, posters, and graphics at school sporting events. The state hopes that linking responsible gaming education with financial support for school programs will encourage participation while increasing awareness among students and parents. To qualify, organizations must be recognized as school-affiliated nonprofit booster clubs operating under 501(c)(3) status. They must also agree to display the Michigan Gaming Control Board's approved messaging and submit a short application along with basic reporting information about their activities. Rising concern over youth exposure to gambling. The campaign expansion follows research indicating growing concern about gambling exposure among teenagers. A recent study from the University of Michigan C.S. Mott Children's Hospital found that roughly 1 in 6 parents of teenagers worry their child may be developing a gambling problem. Researchers say the digital environment has dramatically increased the visibility of betting promotions. Young people frequently encounter gambling advertisements through social media feeds, online platforms, and televised sporting events. Several studies have shown that adolescents often remember seeing multiple sports betting advertisements each week. At the same time, many report little exposure to educational messages about responsible gambling or the potential risks associated with betting. Balancing advertising with education. Regulators say the goal of the program is to counterbalance the growing presence of gambling marketing with credible educational messaging. Research has suggested that frequent exposure to betting promotions may increase interest in gambling activities among young audiences. Without awareness campaigns and prevention strategies, experts warn that gambling behaviors may begin earlier and lead to higher risks later in life. By partnering with booster clubs and school communities, the Michigan Gaming Control Board hopes to introduce responsible gaming discussions earlier and encourage safer decision-making. The initiative also reflects a broader effort by regulators to ensure that the expansion of legal betting markets is accompanied by stronger public education and harm prevention strategies. As sports betting continues to grow across the United States, programs like "Don't Regret the Bet" are increasingly viewed as part of the regulatory toolkit designed to balance commercial growth with consumer protection.